This is the Don and Mike Show. God damn it. One last week of the Don and Mike Show.
Through Thursday of this week, Buzz Burbank and Rob Spiewak here with you to go over and relive some of the greatest moments of the Don and Mike Show in these last 23 years. It's the ultimate best of Don and Mike, our favorite moments, and this next segment's a real treat. If you like the silly, do you like the silly voices?
Do you?
If you like the silly voices, or if you're a radiophile, you're in for a treat.
Even if you're not a radiophile, one of the things I've always loved best about the Don and Mike Show, and probably I can credit or make it guilty for making me a radiophile, is they really love, Don in particular, pulling the curtain back and letting you see into the radio industry. This is twofold on this segment. Don will tell some stories about a former program director of his, and find me a better storyteller than Don, really.
That's true.
This is some great stuff. And he also plays something that the average person would never hear, a jingle demo. They're created by radiophiles for radiophiles. And if you're not listening to the Don and Mike Show, you're never going to hear a jingle demo. And leave it to Don and Mike. They make it ultimately very enjoyable. You'll be laughing. But before that, if you're talking dialects, I feel I must mention the dialect of Baltimore. It's the best dialect in town on the best of Don and Mike.
Hey, I want to tell you guys about the voiceover guy they have on 1300. He has the worst list in the world, and I have no idea why they would give him that job.
What's that, our station in Baltimore?
Yeah, it sounds like he has marbles in that. He's like, this is the best cellular phone things that you can get.
I must be Stan the Fan.
It's got to be Stan the Fan.
Terrible.
Hello there. If you're looking for a serious phone that's really going to make your life change, and you'll be just as popular as Cal.
Hey, listen now, the Ravens, I want to tell you something that's really helped themselves in this draft. Don and Mike love talking about me on their show, but I want to tell you something. I'm Stan the Fan, and I'm much more successful than they are.
They are fantastic disc jockeys, don't get me wrong, but they're not guys that are for Baltimore. They're not guys that belong in Baltimore, and I'll tell you right now, I give the Ravens an A-plus on that draft.
Don and Mike, I want to tell you how they do things on their show. They have a sales staff that goes out and sells commercials, but me, Stan the Fan, I go out myself. And I sell my own commercials for my show.
Hope all you listeners of WJFK will be joining me out at Pimlico. I'll be at Pimlico all week long for Preakness Week.
I'll be out at Ruth Chris Steakhouse doing my Ravens show on Monday night.
I'm Stan the Fan.
Oh, my morning show at night.
Time for another BM. My 13th of the day.
Hi, this is Stan the Fan, and you're listening to WJFK in Baltimore, a station nobody listens to except from 3 to 7 in the afternoon.
Tonight, we'll be starting up our conversation of another dicey start for the Orioles. But I think Cal's going to get that batting average up because he's Cal!
And listen, stop all this Ray Lewis talk.
Come on.
That's so far behind him.
Right on.
This is Stan the Fan.
Go on.
I hope he doesn't strike out.
I hope so, too. If he strikes out again, I'm going to go right over to Bromo Seltzer Tower, and I'm going to throw myself to my death. Wouldn't that be a big one?
I'll top that. I'll go to the Domino's Sugar Tower, and I'll eat so much sugar I explode.
How about this? I can top that. I'll go down to the Inner Harbor, I'll jump in the water, and I'll drink that harbor water right in back of one of those tourist boats.
Almost out to the shower.
I'll swim all the way over to Fells Point.
You should stand the fan.
I'm no sugar.
You should stand the fan.
From anybody doesn't, let me just hip you to this. There's this guy in Baltimore who's on after us.
Right.
The guy has the worst Baltimore accent and a lisp. And he's Stan the Fan.
Tonight we'll be talking about all sorts of horse jockeys.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite jockey for the Preakness? Pat Day. Yes, sirree. I'll tell you, Angel Cordero.
This portion of bowling scores brought to you by English's Fried Chicken. Over the weekend, Mike Elson from Fairfax, Virginia had a 267.
When the Fan family goes down the ocean, we always shop at English's Fried Chicken. It's the best chicken in town.
Now, listen, I have a DJ stunt I'd like to announce. Hi, this is Stan the Fan.
Hello, Stan.
I'm going to take the toll in the Harbor Tunnel till Cal hits 320. Good luck with that one, Shannon fan. It's going to be a long wait. He's having a tough time at the plate. Not since I was up on the billboard waiting for the Ravens to score their first touchdown when they had four games last year with no touchdowns.
I'll tell you right now, if Cal doesn't get a base hit in the next game, this is Dan the fan. I'm going to go down to the local crab house, and I will eat all her big pile of crabs with the shells on. With the shells on. I'll eat the crabs. You understand me? With the shells on.
And what I love best is when he gets a call about us. No. Let me tell you about this. They're not from Baltimore.
That's right.
They're from D.C.
They're not Baltimore guys.
I'm from Baltimore.
That's right.
I'm the most popular person on WJFK.
They wouldn't know a Natty Bow if somebody gave it to them as a suppository.
I'm sitting here eating my Getz's Bullseye Caramels.
Caramels. Pronounce it the right way.
What am I thinking? My caramels.
Caramels. Where, what town are you from?
I'm from Baltimore.
Me too.
This is Stan the Fan.
Hello, Stan.
I'm the king of television hill.
TV Hill's fantastic. I was in a restaurant the other night, and Marty Bass was having a rockfish stuffed with crab meat. And I walked right over and I said, listen, I know that Donna might give you a hard time. They do for me, too. I'd love to talk about it, but I gotta go have another BM.
I was having breakfast with Captain Chesapeake. He's on Channel 45. And we saw Denise Koch from Channel 13. And I said to Denise Koch, I said, do you know that Dawn and Mike called you a whore one time on their show?
The other day, I was sitting there on the subway, and I was squeezing Don Scott's zits.
Do they have a subway in Baltimore?
Oh, I don't know. I'm from D.C.
I don't think so.
Do they have anything underground?
You know,
yes, they do. You know what's underground?
What?
The Harbor Tunnel. You know where you were on.
It's so far underground, it goes right under the harbor.
I know where you were. You were on the tram.
I was on the tram.
Or on the trolley.
That's right. Going right by that stadium with the purple seats.
PFI Net Stadium. Incidentally, that company's bankrupt now.
They don't have no money at all.
None at all.
None at all.
No. Focused in town.
No money.
So I'm sitting there talking to Don Scott, and I said to him, that skin will clear up if you stop eating those dogs from Polak Johnny. Oh, yes, sirree. There's nothing like it. Nothing like going up the yards. No, like going up the yards for a Baltimore Orioles team.
Listen, that Don and Mike, they do the show that they do, and frankly, that's the type of smut that I don't want to deal in. They're not from Baltimore, and I guarantee you, they're not going to be talking about when Johnny Oates left the O's.
Oh, I was so angry, I almost threw up my boobs barbecue. I was so frustrated.
Here's my question tonight.
Sure.
Who is the greatest third baseman of all time for the O's? Was it Brooks or was it Cal?
Let's not forget that. Wasn't it Mark Belanger for a while there? Or was he a shortstop? He was a shortstop. Come on. Come on, Stan. Use your noodle.
My phone lines are open. My phone lines are always open.
Fantastic. I love it. I'll tell you right now, there is nothing like watching the Oriole birds sing, thank God I'm a country boy. That's when you know you're at a birds game.
Time for an SK hot dog.
Give that fan a contract. they already tore down. Did they tear down
Memorial Stadium? I think they might have.
Oh, no. That's a crime.
No.
That's right. They stopped them, didn't they?
They started, and they knocked a hole in it, and then they had to stop.
They stopped it. That's justice being served.
I'm glad.
Justice being served, because I'm hoping the Colts eventually come back to Memorial Stadium, and play their games there.
And I want them to bring back Johnny U.
Johnny U.
I don't care how much success the Ravens have. I'm still a Colts fan.
Dig up Chuck Thompson.
Don and Mike are not from Baltimore.
I got all of Chuck Thompson's caps. And they,
Don and Mike one time said that they'd have sex with the dead, stiff body of Chuck Thompson.
I'll tell you right now, there's no place for that in the city of Baltimore.
He's not dead. Who's the guy I'm thinking of? Who's the guy who was the anchor guy for Channel 13 on television?
Gary Turner.
Yeah.
And the other guy passed away, too. Must be some sort of health problem up at Channel 13.
They got a death wish at Channel 13.
It's a scary situation right now. I was talking to William Donald the other day, and I said, you ought to run for mayor again. I know you've been governor, but you ought to run for mayor, William Donald.
I wonder if we... Hi, folks. This is Stan DeFano.
Hello.
Or WJFK, and I had a thought tonight.
Hi, Stan.
Which would smell worse? 500 pounds of Old Bay seasoning.
Ooh, that's a good smell.
Or Sally Thorner's bicycle seat.
We're talking Baltimore TV. Or Marty Bass's mustache the morning after a late night out.
Oh.
Or underneath Marty Bass's toupee. Does he wear it anymore?
This is Stan the Fan, everybody. Thanks for listening.
I'm broadcasting live inside of one of Don Scott's pockmarks. Good to be here with all of you. Baltimore.
Hey, Baltimore. Let's have some pride.
You understand, Don and Mike are coming up to town. Get your drinks full. Throw them when you're ready.
Because remember, they're outsiders. They're not from Baltimore.
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 But, of course, we've been back since then. Bohagers. Bohagers in Baltimore. I bet they serve Natty Bo at Bohagers.
I bet they do. Hey, we got to go.
It's been a real pleasure talking to you.
Thanks for getting us off on this tangent.
No problem.
Okay. See you later.
See you around town.
Wash your chopstick.
Bye. Stand the fan.
The boy.
Wash your chopstick.
What is that? Wash your chopstick?
Wash your chopstick.
What?
All of a sudden, he got all weird on me.
I don't know. Some kind of cryptic message.
I think we ought to send him up to Hopkins for a CAT scan.
This is Stan the Fan.
Hello.
We talk local sports here in Baltimore. Hey, we're going to be talking about the Baltimore Blast tonight, indoor soccer.
Absolutely, and I'll be eating more X-Lax because I'm surely constipated. I have the hardest impacted stools in town.
Listen, Don and Mike don't know Baltimore.
I don't know why they profess to know a little bit about the city of Baltimore, and they don't know anything about Baltimore.
They don't know anything about Baltimore. They know about going down to the ocean, hon.
I tell you right now, they don't know anything about Fells Point, Poikesville. They don't know nothing about the area.
Towson.
I'm out. He's right.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
That's about it. I tell you, we've exhausted our supply of Baltimore knowledge.
I think we have, Stan.
Roman Seltzer, Paperlock, Sonny's Memorial, Camden Yards.
Hold on.
Inner Harbor.
Hold on.
You got one?
How about Dundalk?
Dundalk. Sure, how can we skip that one?
See you in Dundalk.
Fantastic. And one more good one. Gotta go up north. Timonium.
Don't forget right in town. Utah Street.
Utah.
Oh, that's right down by the Inner Harbor.
E-U-T-A-W.
It spells Utah Street.
Utah.
Utah.
Stay in the fan.
You're on Utah Street right outside the Inner Harbor near the convention center.
My show comes on every night at 7 because I'm important. I'm staying the fan.
That's right. I'll preempt those bastards from D.C. and I'll have a Pollock tiny half smoked. Thank you.
I think we've done a show that maybe 5 people are laughing at right now.
Well, I certainly hope that the city of Baltimore is enjoying this right now.
Yes.
Sure they did.
I'll be at the ESPN zone right by the old power plant. Mm.
Boy, all those newfangled restaurants, why they got to bring those in there? Just keep the same old places that are over in Little Italy.
See you at the National Aquarium. Another reason I'm proud to be from Baltimore.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
Okay, that's all.
Our tribute to our sister station, as we like to call it.
WJFK.
Right.
JFK Jr.,
mm-hmm.
Our station in Baltimore.
Very nice.
Where we're loved and respected by all.
Of course.
Most of all, Stan the Fan.
That's our tribute to him.
Don Geronimo and Patrick Bateman, the Don and Mike Show.
I got a package today from the jingle company, Jam.
Jam Jingles.
But as it turns out, they sent a note saying that they had sung the jingle.
Right.
But they were going to mix it today.
Okay.
And we would get it tomorrow.
Right.
Good. They did, however, send a demo package.
Now, let's just have the big voice guy talking about jazz.
It's got one that you have to hear.
Okay, very good.
Okay. I got this thing that's got like 25 different.
Yeah, and I'm looking at you and your brother smirking here, and I just, I want to make sure
You're gonna fall on the floor.
Okay.
When you hear the disc jockey.
Oh no.
Who's doing the ad for the Jam, the endorsement for the Jam disc jockey radio station package called Warp Factor.
Very good.
Ooh.
This, I believe, is something from the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But they still sell it today.
Here's what's happening at Z100.
Hi, this is Scott Shannon from New York's hot rock and flame-throwing Z100. You know, to make a station a winner, everything's got to be just right.
Right.
And that includes the jingles. They've got to be the best.
Yeah.
That's why Z100 relies on jam.
Jam. Jam. All right, now you have
to. Is there more of him?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Now you have to know the background with this guy and me.
This guy.
You got to know that I goof on this guy because he's so Scott Shannon. He's
right.
This is Michael Scott Shannon.
Hi there. This is how it works.
Right now, five flavors of Lifesavers.
Peppermint.
Windsor Green.
And traditional five flavor.
Now, he works at a station in New York, and he's worked in New York for about 15 years. I've been friends with the guy for a long time, and the guy, for a while, was my program director back at a radio station called WPGC in Washington, D.C. And of all the program directors I ever worked for, I swear to God, Scott Shannon was the best.
Mm-hmm.
He was the best because he said, boy, just do it.
Right.
And it would be balls out. This is back when I was a top 40 disc jockey.
Right.
But he would just say, just try different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just go. I don't give a frig what you do. He would sit across the hall in his office. He was the program director during my show, the 6 to 10 at night show. He would get drunk. And then after my show, he and I would go out and drink and do drugs.
Oh, God.
And There was no bigger influence.
You're not endorsing that lifestyle,
no,
though.
No, no, this is back in the go-go 80s.
Right, right.
Mike, this is back in the go-go 70s.
The go-go 70s.
The late 70s.
Right.
The drinking and the drugs don't have a lot to do with the story.
Okay.
The point is, when it comes to radio, the guy, even today, he's not evolved.
Right.
He still is his.
That's where he is right now.
His hee-haw brand of
it's
radio.
It's kind of like urban country. It's like the folksy down home, but sophisticated, you know, just this, it's a jive thing.
But I love the guy. I love him. I love him because he gave me more creative freedom than any program director when I was coming up the ladder, and he would party with me.
Right.
We would do stuff like, he's the best Scott Shannon story ever. Well, there's two. The two tops are the time that I bought a car.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a Mazda Miata when they first came out. Shannon liked it so much, he bought the exact same car.
Right.
I had a blue one, and he had a red one. One day, we were at the radio station on a Saturday doing some work, and somebody comes in and says, which one of you guys has the red Miata? Shannon says, that's me. Or I take it back. It was the RX-7.
Okay.
Shannon says, that's mine. And they say, you left your sunroof open. It is pouring rain.
Right. Ooh.
Now, because he is so cool, Shannon says, I know it. And we're all looking at him like, what the hell? He said, I had a funky smell in the interior, and I purposely left the sunroof open so that the water would get in and would clean the interior of my car. All right, so.
Lying through his teeth.
Yeah, so that's Scott Shannon story number one. The best one, though, is when every year there's this jockey, Robert Murphy, who would have Murphy in the morning. He worked at Big Ways, WAYS, in Charlotte. He would have a pig roast.
Mm-hmm.
And disc jockeys from around America would fly to Charlotte. We'd spend the weekend at this guy's house just drinking and eating the whole time.
Right.
And he would actually have a giant pig roast.
Okay.
Well, one year I flew down to Scott Shannon. We got the rental car. We go to Murphy's house. It's great. Our flight is leaving Charlotte at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. We're sitting out the back drinking beer and eating pork at like 1 o'clock. And I start saying to him, hey, we should get going. Don't worry about it, boy. You're with me. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It gets to be 3:30. I say, man, we really got to go. 4 o'clock. Let's go. We get in the rental car. He drives 100 miles an hour to the airport. We arrive at the Charlotte airport at 4:50. We pull in front of the United Gate or whatever the area, whatever the airline is that we're taking. Now, it's a rental car that we're driving.
Right.
On the way to the airport, I say to him, that's where you return the car. You got to turn there. And he says, we're going to miss the plane if we return the car. I said, we have to return the car.
Right.
He says, no, we don't. I do this all the time.
Oh, God.
We pull up in front of where you get out, like that, where the red cabs are and stuff.
Sure.
He leaves the engine running, and he locks the door.
Oh, my God.
And as we are walking away, a guy says, some guy says, excuse me, you can't leave your car there. And he says, yes, I can. I got a plane to catch. And we leave. And we go and we get on the airplane.
Wouldn't happen today, but it happened in those days.
Yeah, and I said to him at that point, I said, you just left the car out there running, and you locked the doors. He said, yeah, they'll charge my credit card. That's how Scott Shannon dealt with.
That's how they did it.
Situation.
Oh, my wow. God.
It was just, you just park the car, leave it running, and get out and go and get on the airplane. And anyway, now the guy works at the station in New York, and he's just, that's why I enjoy laughing at him so much, is that
right.
Over the years, he's, you know, God bless him, he's not evolved. He's had about, I guess, 6 or 7 plastic surgeries.
He's got like how old would he be now?
Shannon, really?
Seriously.
I'm 42. He's got to be at least 60.
60 years
at
old.
At least. And I'm being generous there.
Right, right, sure.
At least 60. At least 60. And when we go up to New York, Rob and I laugh constantly.
Yeah. At Shannon.
At the stuff that Shannon does on his show.
Because
right?
of the whole way that he hasn't evolved.
His delivery. Yeah,
right. So this is, anyway, this is him on this Jingle Package demo. Here we go.
Here's what's happening at C100.
Hi, this is Scott Shannon from New York's hot rock and flame-throwing Z100. You know, to make a station a winner, everything's got to be just right. And that includes the jingles. They've got to be the best.
Z100.
That's why Z100 relies on jam.
Jam. I can see the flamethrower.
Z100. Here he comes again.
Our new Warp Factor package is the best yet. It's got the energy and excitement we need to keep us sounding hot. Whether we need a shotgun logo,
Z100.
Something crazy for the Z100 Morning Zoo.
As of the dogs. Z Morning Zoo.
As of the dogs. So bad.
Z100.
Or a weather bed.
New York City weather.
Jam has it covered in Warp Factor, and so can you.
Right now. Same delivery.
Now, is he on anymore on this, or is that, he just do the intro a little bit more?
C100.
Right now.
This is Scott Shannon.
The jingles have to be the best.
Who's beeping the car horn? With $5,000
in the
glove box.
Right now.
Peppermint.
Flavomint. And traditional five flavor.
Here's what's happening at C100.
Hi, this is Scott Shannon.
Hi,
from New York's hot rock and flame-throwing Z100.
Right on.
You know, to make a station a winner, everything's got to be just right.
Right.
And that includes the jingles. They've got to be the best.
Z100.
The best.
That's why Z100 relies on jam.
Jam.
I'm an animatronic dummy. My face is 95% plastic.
Our new Warp Factor package is the best yet. It's got the energy and excitement we need to keep us sounding hot.
Hot.
Whether we need a shotgun logo.
Logo.
Shotgun logo. Something crazy.
Something crazy for the Z100 Morning Zoo.
Or a good weather bed.
4 score and 7 years ago.
New York City weather.
Oh, that cracks me up, man.
I've been on radio a long
time. Jam has it covered in Warp Factor, and so can you.
There he is.
Oh, that's great.
And that's the way he sounds on his morning show.
Yeah, and that's the way he sounds today.
72.
That's how he sounds today on his morning show. Clear out the lines right now, and you be the 100th hot rockin' caller right now.
Here's what's happening at C100.
Shotgun logo.
From New York's hot rockin' flame-throwing Z100. You know, to make a station a winner, everything's got to be just right.
That's right.
And that includes the jingles.
The jingles.
They've got to be the best.
The best.
Z100. That's why Z100 relies on Jam.
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 Shotgun logo.
He loves that. You know, he waited to say that. Shotgun logo.
Factor package is the best yet. It's got the energy and excitement we need to keep us sounding hot. Whether we need a shotgun logo,
C100. Crazy for the Z Morning Zoo.
Crazy for the Z100 Morning Zoo.
I've broken my hip. Or a great weather bed.
A weather bed.
New York City weather. All right,
I can't remember what I had for breakfast.
Listen, let's clear it. Clear the lines out. Get a call 100. Z100.
Oh, my God.
This is the Don and Mike Show.